shares of the newly merged AOL Time Warner traded on the New York Stock Exchange today. The stock opened at just over $48, and it was down slightly on the day. Technology stocks have taken a beating since the plan to join AOL and Time Warner was announced a year ago. In approving the deal, regulators imposed a series of conditions to make sure that the new company doesn't stifle competition. Analysts on Wall Street say they're still optimistic about the merger, but they say the new AOL will have a hard time meeting its ambitious goals. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
John Corcoran is among those whose ardor has cooled in the year since the deal was announced. Corcoran is an analyst at CIBC World Markets.
The world is fundamentally a different place now. AOL Time Warner would like to basically offer services into the home that can generate, you know, $100 to $150 in fees a month. Maybe that's a little high, but a lot more than, say, your $35 to $40 cable bill each month. What is the appetite for the consumer in a softening economy for this suite of new higher-level services delivered into the home? I'd suggest to you the appetite is a lot less than what it may have been when it looked like the economy was going to go to the moon, even though we knew it wouldn't.
Corcoran says the weakening economy will hurt the new company on another front. About a fifth of AOL's revenues come from advertising, in magazines, on cable networks, and of course online. When times are tough, companies cut back on ads, so the new AOL will have to scramble to make sure it doesn't lose too much ground on that front. Today, the CEO of AOL Time Warner, Gerald Levin, said the company would meet the targets it set itself last year. Strong profits on revenues of $40 billion. Many analysts are skeptical that it can do that. Setting that question aside, Corcoran says, the ad downturn will hurt the new company in another way. It'll divert attention and resources from AOL's trickiest challenge, how to meld the cultures of the old Time Warner and AOL. Time Warner's culture is staid, bureaucratic, and hierarchical. Its divisions are run like fiefdoms. The old AOL by itself is a pretty big company, but next to Time Warner, its culture is nimble and entrepreneurial. John Corcoran.
Integration is hard. Not only do you have to manage the underlying company that you already manage, but you have to deploy a lot of resources and a lot of intellectual capital to integrating two very different organizations, different cultures, geographically dispersed in very different portions of the media and communications world.
Corcoran and others are betting AOL's culture will beat out Time Warner's. Already, they say, in the year that the deal has been pending, Time Warner's divisions have started cooperating more because of AOL's influence. The biggest reason analysts are still bullish on the merger is the new products they're expecting from the combined company and its market dominance. Regulators spent the past year trying to curb that dominance. The Federal Trade Commission said the companies could combine only if they opened up their cable lines to other internet service providers. And yesterday, the Federal Communications Commission said AOL would have to open up its instant messaging system to rivals when it upgrades the system to carry video or music. Paul Noglose is an analyst at J.P. Morgan HQ. He says opening up the instant messaging system won't hurt the new company.
We don't see it as a major hit to their business model. We think the company will address it, and we think longer term that it could potentially be turned into a positive.
Noglose and other analysts say that because of the weakening economy, they're bracing for some tough times in the short run, but they're still bullish on the company's long-term prospects. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.